Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome here today. And I wish to greet you in Jesus' name this morning. And it's a beautiful morning. It's just a great God that we serve that can make such beautiful weather after coming out of cold weather. It's amazing what God can give us. And so I'm thankful for that. I appreciated what Kevin shared in his devotions. It went along good with what I have to talk about today, and the song did too, and I might mention that later a little bit. But it just blesses me how God works like that. Many years ago, before I was married, I don't know if I would have been 18, probably 18 or 19, I used to shoe horses for this guy in North Carolina, and I did for several years. And this man's name was Don Owens, and this man was known to be a dishonest man. There was stories about this man that he ripped people off. This man took advantage of a church already. He had overcharged a church for something he did for him. He told me personally different times that you cannot be honest in business and make a living. He said, you just can't do it. So I knew him as he told me that. That's the way he lived. And so I was always a little bit cautious about this man. And yet, shoeing a horse, it was $40. He always paid me cash. I didn't worry too much about that. One day I had a trailer, a single axle trailer for sale, and he wanted to buy it, and I wanted to sell it to him. And so we agreed on it. I think it was $1,200, and he wrote me a check for that trailer. And I was scared of that check, and I went straight to the bank and cashed it, and it was good. So I had a little more confidence in the man, and I knew that he had paid me up to date. So far, everything was good. Sometime later, a storm came through where his house was. It knocked trees over, it got on his carport and messed his carport up. And he called me and he wanted me to come and look at it and tell him what it cost to fix it. He was going to have insurance pay him. And so I did. I went and looked. We agreed on a price. And then instead he said, well, I have this horse, and it was a registered paint horse. It was a pretty nice horse. And he said, I'll give you this horse if you do this. We'll just swap it out. Well, I thought that was a pretty good deal. I thought I had a good deal going. I was going to get this horse. In my mind, I valued the horse at, you know, I didn't know for sure, but $700 or $800. I thought this was a good deal. So we did the work. We cleaned up the trees. We cut the wood. Somebody else came and got firewood. We did all this work. And in the end, he came out and he said, you know, I can't give you that horse. I talked to my wife and we can't do that. He said that. So the deal was off. But he said, you know, he apologized. He said, I'm sorry. I will pay you. He said, what do you want me to pay you? And my response to that was, well, I'm not going to price your horse. You know what you have, so you do with it what you want. And obviously his horse wasn't worth near what I thought it was, because he didn't pay me anything. And so in the end, he did rip me off, and my confidence dropped to zero in this man. I didn't have any trust in him anymore. Recently, I sold an attachment to the man that owns the ranch over here. I used to think it was 10,000 acres. I think it may be 13 or 15,000 acres now. It's a lot of land. And I'm told that this man has a skyscraper, or whatever you want to call it, a tall building in Little Rock. He has plenty of money. It's a well-known thing. He wanted to buy this attachment, or his foreman did. I didn't talk with him. And so he came and looked at the attachment. He said, we'll take it. I'll have Little Rock overnight you a check tomorrow. But will you deliver the attachment? So I knew people that knew enough people that I was okay with delivering the attachment before I got the money. Because I knew he had the money, and I felt fairly confident he would pay me. I took the next day, the check didn't come, and didn't surprise me a lot. My dealings with very wealthy people is that they don't get in a big hurry about paying their bills. They feel like they have, what I read out of it is they have plenty of money, and they feel like everybody else probably does too, and so it's no big deal if they don't pay you right when the time comes. So I wasn't really surprised at that, but I still had confidence that I would get my money. It went a couple more days. I still wasn't worried about it. And I texted the guy that I dealt with, his foreman, and I said the check never did come. He called me, and he said, I'm going to call Little Rock. I'll see what's going on. So he called. Somebody was sick, whatever. The check didn't get mailed. I don't know if they were sick or not, but anyway, the check didn't get mailed. He said the check will be there Monday morning, whatever. He guaranteed it. And I believed him. I think I believed him. And it came. It did come. And I wasn't surprised that it came. So I have confidence in that man to that point. I would sell him something else. I would deliver him something else again. Maybe that's not a good idea to do, but I had that confidence. On February 4, over a month and a week ago, a bank in Warren, Arkansas sent confirmation that they was working up a loan for a guy that wants to buy some equipment of mine. And I had confidence in that. I believed that. And I still do. Today, I still have not received the money for this equipment. Now, I still have the equipment. It didn't go. And it is a government loan, so it takes longer. But I would have thought, and everybody in the process would have thought, this would have been done by now. So right now, my confidence in it is quite a bit lower than it was the first week that this happened. And as long as it has went, the guy that I'm dealing with, he's perfectly fine with whatever I decide to do with this transaction. So by the end of this next week, I'm going to make a decision to either wait a little longer, or I'm going to say the skidder's not for sale anymore. It stays here. And because of the time frame and everything involved. So my confidence has went down. And I'm not going to necessarily talk about just confidence this morning. I wanted to look at faith a little bit. And did I have faith in those people? Did I have a little bit of faith in those people? I wonder what you think. When I first thought about it, I thought I had a little bit of faith in those people. But faith is a religious word. And faith means a lot more than a little bit of confidence. Faith is loyalty and complete trust in God. And faith is trust in God based on evidence when there's no proof. So I don't think I had faith in them. The whole time, even though I felt confident, I knew anything could happen. I've been told I would get something before and it didn't, you know, things happen. And so I did not have faith. And faith is what I want to look at this morning. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith is the material that our hope is built on. Faith is something that Christians are quick to claim most of the time. And faith is easy to claim when everything is going good. But I wonder if we as Christians don't get faith mixed up a little bit. I wonder if we don't view it wrong and we feel like we have faith. I think we view faith in the wrong way. And we view it as if we have faith, God will give us anything that we ask. That he will give us anything that we want. And we view faith that way. because we know God can. And sometimes God does give us what we ask. And He answers our prayers in that way. But what about when our world is falling apart and we are facing a difficult situation, a major difficulty that has happened to us or is happening to us? At this time, that God feels distant and our faith feels weak and we're struggling with our faith because God's not doing what we want. And it blessed me to think, because I think we all get there sometimes. We all have weak faith sometimes when we face difficulties. And when I thought about and found the story there of Peter, he had faith to walk on that water. But when he seen that storm and the difficulty around him, he lost his faith. And his faith was shaken. And he cried out to Jesus to save him. And you think of the disciples after Jesus was crucified. Their faith was shaken. Their best friend had been crucified. And they didn't know what was going to happen. Their faith, they was hiding in a house, scared of the Jews. And their faith was shaken. And so to have our faith shaken, I don't think it's not something we want. But I think it does happen to us sometimes. It's normal. In Matthew 18, it tells us that we need to be like children. And I was thinking about children, and we know how children trust. They just have a simple trust. They don't worry about anything. They just trust that the food is going to be on their table tomorrow. And recently we was down at the Big Buck Classic in Little Rock, and there's not but about 15 people down there every 10 feet, and it's a lot of feet. So me and Jackson were walking around there, and somewhere in the midst of what we was doing, I turn around and I don't see Jackson nowhere. And this had me worried, and I was sure he was worried, and I went to look, and finally I found him, and he was all distressed. His world had fallen apart. He didn't know where Dad was. But he knew if he could find Dad, everything would be okay. And so that trust that children put in their parents is how God tells us to be. And I don't blame him for that bothering him. That is normal for a child to feel that way. Faith is believing God can do what we want, but it also believes that God will do what is right, even when it's not what we want. In Romans 1:17 and Hebrews 10:38, it tells us that the just will live by faith. And faith in God, no matter what happens, is the core. It's the centerpiece of our gospel. It's of the gospel. Proverbs 3, verse 5, tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And that is hard to do. When we're facing a difficult situation, that is hard to do. We have all faced and went through difficulties. The ones moving to the outreach are facing difficulties in that. The ones staying here are looking at difficulties, and it takes faith to get through these. And I was thinking like of a major, extremely difficult situation. I was thinking of Brian and Rosalie and with Lance and Grant and just the trial that they're going through. And I thought of Jason Miller's with their Ashland and that trial of seeing your children like that. And I'm sure that their faith feels weak at times. Proverbs 13 verse 12 says, Proverbs 13 verse 12. Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. So patience in these trials is very tough. It is hard on us. And I'm sure that my faith would be weak if I was where Brian and Rosalie are at times, and Jason's. It would be a struggle. We've all been there at times. And I was thinking about how do you get through these tough times? We're going to face these tough times, and how do we get through them? And one way that I feel like helps us get through them is that God inspires our brothers and sisters, our brother and sister Christians, with compassion that helps us. And I know that y'all have blessed Brian's and Jason's, and I know that it has been a blessing to them. And I personally want to thank each of you for reaching out to them in that way, because they have shared with me that it has blessed them very much. And they've expressed appreciation for that. And I know that it has blessed them. And thinking about that, so coming up on a year here in April, when Samantha was born, and you know what happened with my wife, and I received much blessing. And I'm going to brag on my friend Titus here a little bit this morning. This happened on Thursday when Samantha was born, and all that took place. And she was born around 6-something o'clock. Well, several hours later, you know, we didn't know what all was happening. And I never got any supper. And I knew there was pizza right across the way over there I could go get, and I kind of had on my mind to go get some, but I wasn't getting it done. And I don't know if I would have got it done. And Titus had called me or messaged me or something different times. And at 11 o'clock Thursday night, Titus brought me chicken and rice from his house and gave it to me. I'm sorry. And he stood there and he prayed with me. And many people did things for us over that time. They came and seen us. I went home, our laundry was done and folded on my table. I have no idea who did it. There was many, many things done. And I don't think I realized it at the time, but I believe it helped my faith. It helped my faith in God, even though I didn't really understand it. Another way I think we can be encouraged in our faith when we're going through tough times is simply looking in the Bible at people that went through tough things. There was many people of faith in the Bible, and I want to bring your mind to, I think I'm saying this right, Jairus. He was a synagogue ruler. He came to Jesus. His daughter was sick, and she was very sick. She was almost to die. And he came to Jesus, and he fell at Jesus' feet. And this was a threat to him. Like the people, the synagogue rulers did not like Jesus. So for him to do that, put him in a bad position with his fellow rulers. But he threw himself at Jesus' feet and he said, "If you will come and touch my daughter, she will be healed and she will live." And Jesus went with him. And on that journey there was all the crowd around him, and that was the story where the lady that was sick with the issue of blood for 12 years, she worked her way through the crowd and touched Jesus, and Jesus stopped and addressed that. That slowed the process down. And when that was over with, people came from Jairus's house and said, "It's too late, your daughter is dead, don't bother Jesus anymore." And Jesus turned to Jairus and he said, see if I get this right, if I remember exactly right. He said, "Be not afraid, only believe." That's what he told Jairus. And they went on to Jairus' house. And we know that story, how he raised his daughter to life. Only believe. What do you think about Abraham? Do you think he knew that God would provide a different sacrifice than Isaac? Do you think he knew what he was going to find there? I don't think he did. But he knew that God knew what was best, and God had told him, and that is what he rested in. Do you think Daniel knew that he would not be separated between three or five or however many lions' bellies? Did he know he wouldn't be lion meat? I don't think he did. But he knew God for who God was, and he knew what God had done for him, and he had faith in him that no matter what God let happen, it was the right thing. And you think about Job. Could you trust God if you lost everything? If you lost your family, everything that you have, you lost it. Would you still trust God? And the story of Job doesn't teach us how to avoid pain. It shows us how to endure it. You think about Noah. Did he know what rain was? Did he have any idea what God was trying to tell him? I don't think he did. But God told him, and he believed him, and he rested in that. Paul and Silas, bound in prison, you know, how could they rejoice? And I would imagine that Paul and Silas probably had a weak moment in their faith. I would say they probably had a sobering time. But they came to grips with God knew what was best, and that they could rest in that, and they rejoiced in that fact that God knew. So these people, and there's many other people in the Bible that encourage us if we'll look at them. And I confess to you this morning, when I've went through difficult things, I did not go get my Bible and look at them. It's like you're right there and it's staring you in the face, and that's all you see. And our faith becomes a little bit weak. But if we go look at these people, we can see what God did and see how their faith blessed them. Another thing I think can help us in our faith, struggling with our weak faith, and I'll refer back to the song Titus led. It said to that how God has searched us and seen us through. We can look back and see where God has seen us through. I believe every Christian here this morning can look in their past and see where God was faithful. And if you have to, you can look clear back to where you were saved. It took faith to believe that. And if we need to go back that far to find it. But many of us, we don't have to look back very far, and God was faithful. And we can, and that will give us strength for tomorrow. We don't know what the future is. You don't know what the future is at the outreach, but you can have faith because you can look back and God has carried you through other difficult things, and it's going to work out. It may not be exactly what we want. And from my experience, it usually isn't what I want, but it is what is best. In closing, I want to read I want to read promises of God, and that is something I think is very, very vital to us to have faith when we're in a hard time. In Psalms 34:19, it says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." In Psalms 46:1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Psalms 91:15, "He shall call me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And I like this one the best, this last one I have here. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And these are words that God said. And we know God to mean what he says. We believe that with our whole heart. And he says it. It's a promise that we can get a hold of when we are facing something that is out of control, when our world is falling apart and we don't know what's going to happen. We can grab God's promise and we can rest in God's promise because he means what he says and it will never change. So God bless each one of you as you face difficult things in life, as you feel your faith weak, as you struggle with things. Just reach out to God and claim his promises. Look back at what God has done for you. Look at what God has done for other people. And I believe it will help us. And I know it's something that has blessed me in studying this, that it's what I want to do more when my faith is weak, when I'm struggling with what I'm facing. Let's stand for prayer.